calling. This is a Daily Pettis Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net. Calling the Spark and Pettis County Aries Net. This is KE0WJX, Kilo Echo Zero, Whiskey Juliet X-Ray, your net control station for this evening. My name is Joel, and my QTH is in Warrensburg. This Spark Repeater Net meets every Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. local time on the Sedalia 147.03 MHz repeater with a minus offset. At this time, do we have any emergency traffic for the net? If during this net any station has emergency traffic, notify net control and your traffic will be handled immediately. The purposes of this net are to exchange information and to promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website which is wa0sdo.org and a Facebook page so members and guests can access information about our club. Are there any club announcements for the net?
W0VK.
K0TV.
W0VK, go ahead.
Good evening, Joel and the group. This is Brett, W0VK. And I'd just like to put some acknowledgement out there on a few things here. So, over the course of the last couple months, I've seen our club pull together. I've seen our strong, very strong club do very strong things, and we've had a member that has lost his wife, Dennis, KY0P, and I just got to say how proud I am to see the club come together and support Dennis and do the things they've done. It's been amazing, and there will be opportunities to continue to do things for our members like that. So, because we're all going to go through times that we're needed by each other. And so, first off, I want to say thank you to the membership for the things that you've done. And very proud to be a part of that. On the second part of this, I just want to say a big heartfelt deal goes out to Dennis and his daughter. You're someone special to us, Dennis, if you're there. And I was glad to meet your daughter for the first time there this past week. And just want to acknowledge if anybody else is out there that sees Dennis to share their thoughts with him. So, Dennis, buddy, we're all here for you. We're thinking about you. And the club needs you more than ever. We've got some really big things coming up, and you're a big part of everything that goes on with our club. And so just want to thank you for everything you do, Dennis, and how important that you are to us. So, Joel, that's all I got for the announcement, and I'll pass it on. This is W0VK.
All right, Brett. Well, hey, thank you so much for that. And then K0TV was in there. How are you tonight, Harry?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm glad Brett went first on that. That was a good announcement, Brett. I have a couple here for you, Joel. 9:28 coming up next Saturday. U.S. Islands on the Air event. We're going to try to do the Liberty Park again. This is going to be our third attempt at it. Hopefully we'll be successful, but look on the website for more information on that. And 10:05, it's a Saturday, that's our next meeting at the EMA building. And I probably should have put this one before that. 10:02, next Wednesday, the EMA is scheduled to do their siren test. That's on deck for next Wednesday at noon. and we usually do a net here on this repeater following that. But, Joel, those are the announcements I had to pass along. Turn it back, K0TV.
All right, Harry. Well, before you run too far, give us the times on that U.S. Islands event, please.
I think it's just when everybody shows up and we get things set up. I think we're probably targeting 8:30 to set up and try to be on the air by 9. And I'm not sure what to say about the duration of the event, but we're looking to activate the island, and it's at Liberty Park, and make some contacts. So I'm going to say 9 o'clock, Joel, and also if you could count this as my check-in for this evening. K0TV.
Okay, thank you for that, Harry. And you and I were tracking the same time, I guess. I just wanted to make sure that somebody threw the time out there. And, hey, thank you for all your planning and posting it on the Internet and changing it the three times you've had to. We really appreciate that. You do so much for us. So, and I will count that on our as your check-in. So any other announcements for the net, please call now. Okay, the only other thing I wanted to throw out there was Harry already mentioned the next club meeting on October 5th, but don't forget we have Sparkfest coming up on the 12th, so that'll be at Our Savior Lutheran Church there in Sedalia across from Lowe's on the 12th of October. So with that, I'm going to proceed with the net. This is a directed net. When calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically, your name, and your location. This net is open to any licensed ham radio operator who would like to participate. During the net, please direct all communications through net control. Starting out the net, I'm going to take check-ins from those stations that are in and out, portable, mobile, and short time. Please call now.
Net control, this is KE0UHO, Kilo Echo, Zero Union Hotel Oxford. My phone is resonating. Just check in.
KB0UVW, Kilo Bravo Zero Union Victor Whiskey Rinda in Sedalia. In and out.
This is KF0IHX, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, India Hotel X-Ray. Lori in downtown Coal Camp. In and out. You're doing a great job, Joel.
Okay, there's three good ones. KE0UHO, Mike in Dresden, good to hear you tonight. KD0UVW, Renda, great to hear you on the air. And KF0IHX, Lori, hey, good hearing you tonight. And thanks for the text messages today and keeping me straight. So with that, that's six check-ins on our list. And I am going to take one more round for in and out. Portables, mobiles, and short timers. Please call now.
This is KF0HYP, Kilo Foxtrot Zero Hotel Yankee Papa, Ryan and Marshall, in and out.
And I'm in and out. KF0IHY, Kilo Foxtrot Zero. India Hotel Yankee, Leo, downtown Coalkip, in and out.
All right, let me stop right there. Hey, I think I caught Connie in there right after Ryan, but I never got your call sign, and I'm not even sure it was Connie. So you guys doubled there. Whoever that station was, please come back.
Okay, may have been me, Miss Connie. WA0QCJ, Whiskey Alpha Zero, Quebec, Charlie Juliet, and I was in and out.
All right, thank you for that, Connie. I thought that was you, but I only caught the last word, but your voice makes a big presence on the air. So that's three, KF0HYP, Ryan, in Marshall. You're making a good trip into the repeater tonight. Connie, you sounded good, and KF0IHY, Leo, you guys are making a good trip in from Coal Camp tonight, too. So Let's open this thing up. That's 9 check-ins. Let's open this thing up to anybody, anywhere. If you want to check into the Spark Repeater Net, please call now.
This is KE0WLB, Kilo Echo 0, Whiskey Lima Bravo, Joe in Sedalia.
All right, I guess we only got one round, one on that round. Maybe I threw everybody off. Joe, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, not too bad. Glad to get over this, finally get over this summer cold. I've been battling the summer cold for, about 2 weeks. It seems like it was just dragging me down. Couldn't get up and do nothing. But had a pretty good day today. Went over to my grandma's house, and me and the better half, we had a chicken dinner, and we got to commute with all of our family there, and had a real good time. I'll break. Forward to Ham Fest. I can't wait till that day comes, and I will be at the meeting, by the way. Last, if you're in there, last Sunday when I was on the net, I'm sorry that I got cut off. My battery on my Balfang died right in the middle of a conversation, so that's what happened to me last week when I was trying to get into the net. But I'll return it back to you, Joe. You're doing a good job, as always, and this will be KE0WOB saying 73 East River 1, returning it back to net.
Hi, Joe. Well, glad to hear you had a good weekend and that you're recovering from that cold. I think I've got it, though. Friday I thought I was just having a real bad case of the allergies, and I'm still fighting it today, so I don't think it's so much allergies as it is a late summer cold. So, and they are no fun. But, hey, good hearing you, Joe, and I'm going to open this thing up one more time for anybody, anywhere that wants to check into the Spark Repeater Net. Please call now.
WB0NTZ.
W0VK.
B0NTZ, what's your name and location, and how are you tonight?
Dave and Oliver.
All right, how's Oliver doing? B0NTZ, did you have anything else for the net? Well, maybe he can recheck later. W0VK, Brett, how are you doing?
Joe, this is W0VK. Joe, you're doing an awesome job tonight, man. Just act like you always do. Very professional. First-class deal, so thank you for that, man. And Dave B0NTZ, very good to hear you, my friend, and really looking forward to seeing you back in Sedalia here next month at the at Spark Fest. So that'll be a good time. So to the group, looking over the assignment sheet that we've used over the last 2 years that I usually put together and bring to the meeting. It looks really solid. If anybody's out there that can't fulfill the same duties that they've performed in the last 2 years, let me know. We'll go over it again at the meeting for sure. Everybody will be clear on the expectation of what's going on and what that day's going to look like. Basically do a run-through of the day. Well, starting with, you know, Friday, load in, Saturday, and what cleanup will look like. So we'll go through the whole thing like we do and like we always do, and you guys guys make it real easy. And the routine will be basically the exact same as we've done. We're not gonna try to change anything or do anything different, because what we do or have done works and makes really good sense. So that's what it'll look like. We will go through on Friday night. We will have the layout done, and early Friday we'll have the layout there done. We will be loading folks in, getting them done. In the past, we have done Thursday. I'm thinking we didn't reserve Thursday this time. Correct me if I'm wrong, Richard, because I have not looked at that, but I was thinking we didn't get Thursday. Anyway, we'll go over this, the table assignments, and the layout, and it's going to look really good. It's going to be really, really good. It's going to be a packed house. We've already done a few configurations, squeezed another one in there. So be ready for a big time event, and it will be our last event there. So it's going to be sentimental to me, and hopefully it will be to you guys as well. But, you know, times change, and opportunities change, and so some say bigger and better. I don't know that I'm going to call it that, because what we've done has been very special. But we're going on to some really big things. So strap on that seatbelt, and let's go just take a little ride. So we'll see you all at the meeting, W0VK.
WA0SDO, repeater.
All right, Brett. Well, hey, thanks for all that. And just to let you know, the box of hats and stuff from ICOM has showed up. And Heil Sound sent us another box with T-shirts and some giveaways in it. So they already sent us one a couple of months ago, but they sent us another one. So now we've got even more. So the door prizes, man, this is going to be special. Like Brett said, we've managed to get this thing right and get it right in a hurry. So and that goes out to the whole club. So that brings us to number 11 on the list. If you want to get on the list for the Spark Repeater Net for tonight, please call now.
W0MQD, Tony in Boonville.
KE0QYA.
There's two more good ones. W0MQD. Man, you're making a good trip into the repeater tonight, Tony. How are you?
Good evening. Haven't checked in for a while. Thought I'd get in. Y'all are busy. Sure do envy you, but you guys are doing a good job out there. Hope to make it. I haven't ever been able to make a Spark Fest, but I hope I can this year, so it'll be great. Besides that, we are looking here in Boonville to moving our net nights. Well, not moving the net night itself, but we're still going to have our nets here on Thursdays. But we're going to move it from 8:30 to 7 starting in October. So if anybody tries to check into our net, we're going to move it to 7 p.m. in the first Thursday night in October. We're also going to do a Simplex net the last Thursday in September, so I guess that would be this week. I'll try to be net control, and we'll try to figure that one out. And we're also going to do an exercise. It's going to be really simple. We haven't done one here in Cooper County in a long time, so we're going to be doing that October 26th, detailed to come, so I'll figure more of that out. So won't tie anything else up, but thank you guys for what y'all do, and, you know, great net. W0MQD back to net.
Tony, I just want to clarify the frequency on your net on Thursday nights. What you guys got? You guys have several repeaters up there. What frequency are you going to be on?
It's the normal Boonville net. I think that's 127.36, the normal offsets, and then we'll start with the we'll start with the simplex net after that, and we'll coordinate that after that. But I think that's the right. I may be wrong. Please don't judge me otherwise. But again, it's the normal 2 meter W0BRC repeater frequency.
Hey, Roger that. I just wanted to clarify that because I know there are several repeaters up there, and just wanted to clarify. So the way I'm tracking it is 147.360 with a positive offset.
Check.
Recheck.
This is Brett, and I just want to confirm that is the frequency 147.360, positive offset, tone 127.3. And at least that's what it's been for many, many years. Back to you, W0VK.
All right, thanks for that, Brett. Tony, do you have anything else for us tonight?
Thanks, Brett, for correcting me on my own repeater frequency. I appreciate it. W0MQD clear.
All right, Tony. Well, hey, thanks for that. And I've been able to trip that repeater from my house a couple of times. I will definitely try to check into that net on Thursday night. So with that, I'm going to say, hey, thanks for checking in with us tonight. And I'm going to move on to KE0QYA. Richard, how are you, buddy?
KE0WJX in the net. KE0QYA, good evening, Joel, and a few of us that are on here tonight. So I was keying up. Mahomes threw an interception in the end zone, so I don't know if that's bad luck or not, but wanting just to add a little something to what Brett said about our SparkFest schedule. We're planning on setting up the tables like we always do Thursday night there at the church. We'll start at about 6 o'clock, and if everything goes according to plan, we're usually in now there in an hour, less than an hour. So I'm sure Brett will touch on that at the meeting, but I just kind of wanted to throw that in. Thursday night, that would be the 10th, I believe. We'll be setting up all the tables for SparkFest that night. So other than that, Joe, we're going to say 73s to you and the group. Hope everybody has a great week and enjoy some of this cool nights that we're having here. I know I am. BK0QIA, back to you, Joe.
All right, hey, thanks for clearing that up for us, Richard, and it's always good hearing you on the net, man. Have a great week, and don't be too busy to stop and, you know, relax and have some fun. So that makes 13 on the list. Don't make me end this net on 13. So if you want to check into the Spark Repeater Net, please call now.
EB9TQJ, Kilo Bravo 9, Tango, Quebec, Juliet, Duane in the beautiful suburbs across Timbers.
All right, thank God for number 14. Duane, how are you tonight, sir? Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Been weed eating and mowing, and I think I'm about done for the day.
Did you get some rain down there?
We got very little last night. Looked like it was going to rain all day, but nothing ever happened. So that's a good thing. But anyway, I thought I'd jump in here and say hello. I was listening to the first part. Had to run inside and take care of something and come back out. And you're still going, so here I is.
Well, we appreciate that, Duane, and it's always good hearing you. And, man, you're making a good trip into the repeater tonight, like always. So, hey, thanks for checking in. Anybody else want to check into the Spark Repeater Net, please call now. All right, well, let me repeat the announcements. Next Saturday, September 28th, we are going to do a U.S. Islands event at Liberty Park. Setup's going to start about 8:30. I figure it'll take me about 30 minutes to drag my gear over to the island and get it all set up and then we're going to start broadcasting. There's no minimum number of contacts we have to make, like Parks on the Air does. But we're going to make as many contacts as we can, and we're going to get as many people as we can in front of that radio. I don't want to be the one on the radio. I want to see other people do it. So be at Liberty Park next Saturday. And then the following Saturday is our next club meeting. That would be 5 October, 0830, at the Pettis County EMA, like always. And a lot of stuff's going to get brought up at that meeting. For the following weekend, 12 October, is going to be our Spark Fest. So if you plan on helping out at Spark Fest, and if you can be at that meeting on Saturday, the 5th of October, to get everything squared away, that'd be appreciated. And then Tony from Boonville said they're going to move their Thursday night nets to 7 o'clock starting in October, and that is on the 147.360 repeater. So those are the announcements. I'm going to take one more standby, so if you want to check into the Spark repeater net, please call now.
WA0SDO repeater.
All right, well, I'm going to end the net with 14 check-ins. It took 26 minutes, and this repeater will now be returned to normal amateur radio use. This is KE0WJX. Good night, everybody.